This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back. It's now 8 o'clock. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Democratic Convention is underway in sweltering Philadelphia with two opening night speeches that rallied the troops.
Don't let anyone ever tell you that this country isn't great.
Michelle Obama bringing down the House on night one of the Democratic Convention.
This right now is the greatest country on earth.
The First Lady leading a powerful list of headliners, including Hillary's Democratic rival, Senator Bernie Sanders.
Thank you.
After a hard-fought primary, Sanders welcomed to the stage amid deafening cheers and a three-minute standing ovation.
Correspondent Manu Raju, today, history and hostility will be evident as Hillary Clinton is set to become the first woman to lead a major party into a White House race. Donald Trump, meanwhile, was campaigning in Roanoke yesterday.
I love Virginia, and we are going to win Virginia.
During his campaign event, Trump referred to Virginia Senator and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Kaine as a, quote, political hack and a weird little dude. It was indeed a record-setting or tying day in Washington yesterday. The temperature hit 100 at all three area airports. That equals the old mark at Reagan National and BWI and represents a new record at Dulles. In fact, it was the hottest day around here since 2012. Forecasters say it's going to be pretty hot again today, but not likely to set records. A 19-year-old Falls Church woman is facing a felony animal cruelty charge after police say she left her dog to die inside a hot car yesterday. Passersby spotted the dog in Megan Campbell's SUV and called the fire department, who broke in to get the dog out, but it was too late to save the five-year-old puggle. Experts say the inside of a car can reach deadly temperatures when the outside temperature is just 80 degrees. Yesterday, it hit 100 here yesterday. A Hooters restaurant in Rockville will close for good this fall after being implicated in the drunk driving death of a Montgomery County police officer last winter. That Hooters served the man who then drove away and struck and killed Officer Noah Liotta. Noah's father, Rich Liotta.
It is a moral victory that showed that this particular business broke the rules so significantly that resulted in the death of my son.
Rich Liotta tells WMAL the closing of the restaurant doesn't get his son back, but it is a deterrent to other businesses, a reminder they need to comply with the law. The Washington Monument will remain closed for another day.
Once again, issues with the Washington Monument's elevator are keeping it closed to the public.
When the Rangers were doing some test runs and getting ready to open the Washington Monument, they noticed a grinding noise coming from the elevator.
It was supposed to reopen today, but Mike Litterist with the National Park Service says they've ordered a part to fix it, which should be here today. They're hoping it'll reopen tomorrow. The monument was closed twice in the spring due to issues with the elevator. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Firefighters have saved some 2,000 homes, but it still figures to be a long, hot battle against a wildfire northwest of Los Angeles, with temperatures this week predicted to be in triple digits. 18 homes have been destroyed so far, and two neighborhoods remain off limits to some evacuees. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,493, the Nasdaq at 50,98. Sports after a Monday off, the Nats open a 9-game road trip tonight with a game in Cleveland. The Orioles beat the Rockies for their fifth straight win, extending their AL East lead to 2.5 games over Boston. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Do you have faith in our government to protect your savings and retirement? Can a cashless society strip you of all your financial privacy overnight? And what devastating economic changes might occur in Obama's final months, huh? You thought about what he's going to do? With world financial events spinning out of control, a great withdrawal is underway, which could wipe out your hard-earned savings and prohibit access to your own money. There's a free book, The Great Withdrawal, and in it you will discover a simple way to protect your hard-earned money from out-of-control government. Call 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646 to get your free copy. Time is running out. Withdraw from the system now and take control of your own financial future. I want you to call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Get and read The Great Withdrawal today. Free, free, free. By calling 1-800-289-2646 or visit greatwithdrawal.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have an accident in the northwest at 3rd Street by E Street, plus fire department activity on H Street near Capitol Street. As you go on John McCormick Road, watch for a water main break between Michigan Avenue and Taylor Street. Of course, they're going to detour you around that. Eastbound I-66, Bender takes out your right lane at the Roosevelt Bridge in Woodbridge. Northbound Minneville Road currently closed off with police activity at Telegraph Road. And in Chantilly, northbound Sully Road, an accident with injury. The cops are on scene approaching Lee Jackson Memorial Highway. If you head to Alexandria, we do have two lanes blocked with an accident this morning. Braddock Road eastbound at Little River Turnpike, the intersection is blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running the heat and continuing with 90-plus temperatures. Mid-90s here for another day or so. 96 this afternoon with a stray storm around and increasing clouds. Overnight tonight, 77. Very warm for this time of year. Partial clouds tomorrow, 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 82 in Herndon, 77 in Olney, 83 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. A priest is killed and a hostage seriously wounded in an attack on a church in France. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Yes, it's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We continue our live on-location coverage of the Democratic National Convention here at Wells Fargo Arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, coming up in 10 minutes. What is that smell? Is that a dumpster fire, or is it the Democratic National Convention continuing? Coming up in 10 minutes, Sally Cohn, a fine, stalwart left-wing pundit from CNN. She'll join us. We'll mix it up a bit. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Man, she like a woman.
All right, friends, regular listeners of this show, you know that from time to time, Larry and I occasionally encounter these situations where we simply just quite don't know how to handle it. And we often turn to you for advice, and I find myself in one of those situations today. I need your help. And so, you know, if you have some advice for me, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Here is the story that I need to share with you. So yesterday, you know, when I sit down to do the show, I pretty much sit down to do the show. I don't really get up until the end of the show. It's time for me at the end of the show. Well, I've got to go, you know, answer nature's call.
Me, I bounce around like a pinball.
Yeah.
I'm up. You can't keep me down.
That's right.
I'm always up and around and doing this and doing that. We're very different in that regard.
I have noted that.
Yes.
And so, you know, by the time that the show is over, I really do sort of need to go to the men's room.
Nature is calling.
That's right. So, yesterday, I do that. And for the very first time, I walk over to the nearest restroom here on Radio Row in the Wells Fargo Center, and as I'm getting ready to go into the restroom, I'm trying to figure out, well, which one's the men's room and which one's the ladies' room. There's a sign there that says all gender restroom.
You betcha, all 73 of them.
I go all gender restroom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to do that.
No.
So I go down to the next one, and I'm thinking, well, this will either be a men's or a woman's.
Right.
And it says all gender restroom.
Mm.
So in my world, I'm making an assumption. Maybe I shouldn't have made the assumption, but I did make the assumption that I guess all of the restrooms here are going to be all gender. I guess that's the message the Democrats are going to send. And so, you know, in dire need, I went into the all gender restroom.
Yeah,
and
you did.
And I went to the stall and I took care of business.
Yeah.
And while I'm in there, all of a sudden I hear female voices in the bathroom with me. And this is disconcerting to me. I'm feeling a little odd about this. So I conclude the things that I was doing, and I actually hesitated. I didn't know whether I should come out of the stall right then and there. Should I wait until it gets quiet again and there I don't hear these women having a conversation right outside the stall?
You were trapped in there.
I swear to God, I didn't know what to do.
No.
So I come out, and then and of course there are these three women who are over there near the sinks, you know, where I need to go and wash my hands, and they sort of stop and they look at me. And I sort of look at them, and there was this moment where I go, I really don't know what I should say. Should I acknowledge it, or should I just go wash my hands and leave? And so I did. I went over and washed my hands, and I got the paper towels and dried my hands. And as I'm leaving, it just overcame me. I said, this is really bizarre.
Oh, microaggression.
And I don't know if it, I was...
Yeah, we need a safe space after that.
I just felt like... It was a bizarre situation, and as I was walking out, one of the ladies sort of yelled at me as I was leaving. She goes, all gender restrooms, hon. And I said, I know, hon, I don't like it. And I went on out about my business. Well, I later found out that not all of the restrooms here at Wells Fargo are all gender, just the ones they put near Radio Row for some reason.
Uh-huh.
So what should I have done? What should I have done? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
First of all, you said these ladies yelled after you. How do you know they were ladies?
Well,
I think that you're also engaging in a microaggression absolutely unacceptable.
I know.
Here's what I would have done. Leaving, I would have just, throw out the paper towel, toss it in there, do a little hook shot, and said, left the lid up for you, ladies.
Oh, no.
What?
See, now that's aggressive. That's not even a microaggression. That's just aggression.
If they want all gender bathrooms, they got to deal with the lid being up. That's just the situation, right?
I guess, but I,
this is their policy. They got to live with it.
Well, I don't know. I just decided that I didn't want to. I got to tell you, the reason I raised this is because I think this is going to be coming to a restroom near you very soon. We're all going to have to deal with this, and it's very awkward. And I got to tell you, I felt a little uncomfortable. I'm not a prude by any stretch of the imagination, but I felt a little odd and a little out of place.
Let's just paint a picture just so everybody understands exactly what the priorities of the Democratic Party are here in Philadelphia. We got our all-gender bathrooms all defined on every level of the Wells Fargo Arena. Yesterday, there were 61 speeches on stage, many of them referring to multi-gender preferences and various incarnations of the gender issue. Not one speech on day one of the Democratic National Convention in 2016 mentioned ISIS.
No.
So our priorities are straight.
Absolutely. Well, to the phone lines we go. Marty in Damascus, what should I have done?
Good morning, gentlemen. Brian, I think you should have left the toilet seat up. Maybe that would deter women from coming in.
You think that would have done? Well, see, now, I want to be a considerate guy, you know?
I understand.
And I don't want to be a jerk about it.
What is inconsiderate about that? You know, you're writing this off. I think Marty has a great point here. Because, listen, all gender means, like, for all we know, you were a woman who...
Good luck, guys.
Thanks, Marty.
Where are you going
with all
this?
We know, as you were emerging from the all-gender restroom, you could be a woman who identifies as a man. We don't know. We don't know. And if you are a woman who identifies as a man, wouldn't you like to have the lid up so you can do your business the way a man would do their business? One could argue that it's a consideration.
Well, no, if I'm in a public place and I'm in a men's restroom, I don't worry about where the lid is. But, I mean, if I'm in a restroom and on somebody's home... And I raise the lid, I would lower it at the end. I think that's polite.
It's polite to the women.
Yeah.
If it was all men, you wouldn't care, right?
Yeah.
Well.
All right, Sam and Woodbridge, give me advice. What should I have done in this situation?
Dude, you are such an old fuddy-duddy. First of all, were they attractive?
Well, no, that's not even, that has no bearing on it.
Absolutely no bearing. So you're turning this very weird.
We're trying to make it strange.
Yeah, now it's creepy.
Come on.
We're trying to have an adult conversation about all genders using
and
the same bathroom. And Sam has to make it weird.
That's right.
No. I'm going to bring it back.
We're trying to stay.
All right, go ahead.
So were they attractive?
I looked, I noted that they were women, and I averted my eyes.
I didn't want to have
eye contact.
Here's what you do, Brian. Here's what you do. First of all, you gotta have fun with this. You go and you say, ladies, first of all, I got to ask, did you put the lid back up for the rest of us?
It's all about the lid, man. The lid is all about it, yes.
Secondly, you say, you know what? It is true. You do make these places smell a lot better.
Oh, well, that, you know, I have to say, thank you for the call, Sam, and thanks for getting us on the right foot this morning. I got to say, now, I have partaken in both the men's room here at Wells Fargo Arena and the all-gender restroom I'm open-minded that way. And let me just say, maybe it's the Flyers fans or something, but the men's room definitely is a nasty experience.
Okay.
It ain't good. But the all-gender restroom, actually, not objectionable necessarily.
Yeah, maybe that's it. The fairer sex.
Let's face it. I mean, when it's a sporting arena instead of the DNC, the men probably outnumber the women for the Sixers games and the Flyers games, whereas at the DNC, the women outnumber the men. By the way, that's another angle on this, Brian Wilson. They've appropriated two women's rooms for the sake of sacrificing them on the altar of gender political correctness.
Uh-huh.
Well, so the women are waiting in line here extraordinarily long amounts of time because there are other choices to use the all-gender bathroom, and some of them might not be comfortable with that.
I know. How about Rob?
War on women.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. We're gonna take a break right now.
We are. It's 8:15. Wow, the time snuck up on us, didn't it?
I'm going to go take a break over here in the all-gender restaurant.
Yeah, you go do that.
It's 8:15. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, guys. On the inner loop of the Beltway, slowing down between the Dulles Toll Road and the American Legion Bridge on the outer loop. They'll tap the brakes, Colesville Road to Georgia Avenue. Now, inbound New York Avenue, delays in the normal spot, heading for Bladensburg Road and again near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Northbound, some volume inside the tunnel. And we have an accident in the northwest quadrant, 3rd Street by E Street, plus fire department activity at H Street over by Capitol Street. If you travel on John McCormick Road, watch out. There's a water main break between Michigan Avenue and Taylor Street. Heading for the Roosevelt Bridge eastbound on 66. Accident, right lane blocked. General delay southbound GW Parkway near the Key Bridge. And in Chantilly, northbound Sully Road with an accident, the left lane block approaching Lee Jackson Memorial Highway. All other incidents in my last report now clear. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be increasingly cloudy as the day progresses. A shower or thunderstorm possible, but it's going to be warm. The temperature's going to be right around 96 degrees. Tonight down to 77. A stray shower or thunderstorm again is possible. Tomorrow, 93, a little better. And then on Thursday in the low 90s, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, well, thunderstorms are possible each of those days. Temperatures in the low 90s to the, on Sunday, the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 82 degrees. It is now 8:17 on WMAL.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Joining us right now as we continue our on-location live broadcast from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is CNN political commentator and columnist Sally Cohn. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, guys.
Well, are you awake now after feeling the burn late last night here at the Wells Fargo Arena?
I'm still feeling some kind of burn this morning.
Oh, all right. Well, then you're doing Philly right then. Listen, let me ask you this, because I admire the way you argue your positions on CNN, even though we don't agree on much. But I've got to say, if I were a progressive Democrat who supported Bernie Sanders, and I see the choice of Tim Kaine as VP, I see what came down with WikiLeaks, I see really no movement in the Rules Committee with regard to superdelegates. I got to ask you, without mentioning the name Donald Trump, tell me why I, as a Bernie Sanders voter, should support Hillary Clinton.
Look, first of all, thanks for the kind words. That's sweet. Nice to hear this early when I can barely open my eyes. And second, look, when I endorsed Senator Sanders, when I spoke at his massive rally in my backyard in Brooklyn, New York, I said at the time, I support, at the time I said, 90% of what Hillary Clinton stands for. And by the way, so does Bernie Sanders. And the simple fact is that since then, and look, I'm a Democrat. I believe in democracy. I believe in the democratic process. I believe in that people can change. And what I have found, frankly, remarkable and impressive is the ability of Hillary Clinton and her campaign to listen to what Bernie Sanders supporters and that movement represent, and to incorporate that in. And frankly, I've never seen a Democratic Party convention where the guy lost, frankly, has been so embraced, supported. I mean, the prime speaking slot, yeah. Incorporation into the platform, the most progressive platform in the history of the party, in the history of the country. And make no mistake about it, that is because of Bernie Sanders and his supporters. It's a tremendous victory.
Well, I mean, I'm wondering, because as someone who supported Bernie Sanders and who liked the ideas that he was putting forth, how do you react as a Bernie Sanders supporter to the all these emails that have revealed the collusion that was going on between the Hillary campaign and the DNC to the detriment of the Sanders effort?
I wouldn't use the word collusion. I think that's a little extreme. I think, again, this is like, I like the refreshingness of this. This isn't a campaign and a party that's kind of blowing it off and saying, oh, yeah, the emails, screw you, I don't care, which, they're not taking the Trump tack here. They were accountable. People were held accountable. People were out of their jobs. More people, I suspect, will be.
In that case, it was Debbie Wasserman Schultz. That true, she will step down at the end of the convention, but she landed on her feet pretty quickly, didn't she? She's going to be part of the Hillary campaign.
Yeah, what message does that send to the Sanders camp?
The emails are incredibly unfortunate, and by the way, many of them deeply disturbing, with tinges of things that I don't want to see anywhere near the Democratic Party, or for that matter, the Republican Party. Look, and I let's talk about superdelegates in the primary process. Forget the emails. I think the superdelegate process is a stupid system. It feels remnants of the House of Lords, kind of a feudal thing to me. I don't like it
very much. Without the ermine.
The simple fact is that Hillary in 2008. Got beat by Barack Obama. In part, they had a closer margin of pledged delegates, and in part, it was because he outmaneuvered her on the superdelegates. And you know what? If you don't like the rules, I agree. Fight to change the rules. I've been fighting to change the rules my whole life. It's part of what drew me to the Sanders campaign. But you can't change the rules in the middle of the game. You do have to respect the rules while trying to change them. It's you can walk and chew gum at the same time. And to be honest, I have to also just say this, guys.
Yeah,
the strong majority, over 85%, and I suspect at this point in the convention growing, of Sanders supporters are now enthusiastically backing Hillary Clinton. That's a larger margin.
Do you really think that?
Clinton supporters went to go to Obama, but you know what? We in the media, we like all these high school bathroom fights, and we're sticking with the kerfuffles, and the eye on the prize is real here. Most Sanders supporters are enthusiastic and excited to move on and defeat Donald Trump in November, which is clearly what has to be done.
So Green Party candidate Jill Stein is not excited about what she saw here yesterday. She's not going to get a big influx of support from Team Bernie?
I don't think so. I mean, and look, this is day one. First of all, let me just say, if you're feeling the burn, listen to the burn. Bernie was very clear last night, very clear, both about the victories that Sanders supporters can feel proud of in moving the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton and continuing to do so, and really being deeply listened to and included in this convention. I mean, again, you don't like the rules. I don't like them either. We didn't win.
Can I ask you real fast?
And yet, here we are still getting, you know, again, the amount of incorporation just into the platform process alone, it was awesome in every sense. So, yeah, I feel like most Sanders supporters are going to see, if they haven't already realized this over the next couple of days, that Hillary Clinton shares a large, large, overwhelming part of Bernie Sanders' vision. Mm. And on key issues, Bernie has helped move her on $15 living wage, on opposing TPP. That she is listening, that she is responsive, that she wants our support and our enthusiasm, and is doing what it takes to get it. That to me is democracy in action. I couldn't be happier.
Sally Cohn, listen, you and I agree. She has changed her position on TPP, and because of Bernie Sanders, doesn't it just, we're actually out of time, but I'll just ask it rhetorically, doesn't it disturb you that she won't admit that she changed her position? She's saying that she's always had this position on TPP. That's the kind of disingenuousness that people are wary of, I think, with Hillary Clinton.
You know, now it's too early for me to parse that one, guys.
All right.
Yes,
well, you know what?
She has always said she wants the deals, trade deals, to make sure that they support and protect American workers. And you know what? Everybody was mystified by the TPP until the details came out. Have you seen that sucker?
Yeah,
so I take her at her word that once she saw the details, she was disturbed by it, as we all are.
We got to leave it there. Now, we're really good talking to you, and we hope to have you again next
time. Please come back.
You know, a shot of espresso beforehand, and then we'll be all on an even keel, because we've been going since 4 a.m. Thanks, Sally. Sally Cohn, CNN political commentator.
It is now 8:25, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Southbound at the VW Parkway slowing down as people head for 295 and tapping the brakes on the interloop of the Beltway between the Dulles Toll Road and the GW Parkway. Teen speeds coming your way at the inbound side of New York Avenue between South Dakota Avenue and Bladensburg Road. In the northwest, an accident at 3rd Street by E Street plus fire department activity where H Street crosses Capitol Street, and a water main break on John McCormick Road between Michigan Avenue and Taylor Street. We are closed eastbound St. Barnabas Road at 495 with a bad accident, plus westbound the left lane is blocked. Finally, in Chantilly, northbound Sully Road with a fender bender in the left lane, approaching Lee Jackson Memorial Highway. Traffic brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Heat doesn't back down much, if at all. 100 degrees yesterday. Today, a 96 out there. It will feel hotter. More clouds than sun this afternoon with a stray storm around. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 82 degrees. It is now 8:26.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
I am so pleased to tell you about Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state. You got to call Renters Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or investment property. And by the way, if you're not considering renting your home or investment property, well, what's wrong with you? You should be. Renting your home is a great option here in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. because it's such a high demand for rentals. Our region is really transient. By renting, your home becomes a cash register that rings every month. Cha-ching! Can you hear it now? That gives you great cash flow and all the benefits of being a property owner. But to make rent-a-state really work, you got to have the experts at Renters Warehouse on your side. They're going to find the tenants for top dollar. On average, it just takes them 17 days to find those quality tenants. They're going to handle all the pesky paperwork, the rent collection, even those 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets, or worse, a plugged toilet. All that for a flat fee of just $80 a month. Find out how much your home will rent for. Get a free rent price analysis right now. Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Have you ever looked to see what timeshares at your resort are selling for on eBay? This could bring you to tears. Is your timeshare getting harder and harder to book the week you want at the resort you want? Is that mortgage payment on your timeshare a lot more than the value you're getting out of it? How'd you like to just be done with it? Hey, it's Chris Plant, and you can be. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team, and I trust them. They will get you out legitimately. They don't buy, sell, or donate timeshares because those tricks still leave you holding the bag. They negotiate on your behalf with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. They've got offices right here in Alexandria and Towson where you're going to meet with them face-to-face. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and look at their reviews. These are the guys that do it right. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out or give you a complete refund, because if they can't get you out, they haven't earned your money. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com. TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
In fourth grade, my doctor told my mom that I had wicked ADHD. I thought college would never be a part of my future. My parents found Landmark College. I found that the faculty really don't judge you based on your past failures. They really look at your potential of what you can do, and they help you use those strengths. My name is Rachel, and I have graduated with my bachelor's degree from Landmark College.
For 30 years, Landmark College has been transforming the lives of bright and motivated students who learn differently. Visit landmark.edu to learn more.
This week, a woman will make history in the city of brotherly love.
We want to write the next chapter in American greatness.
But who will help Hillary Clinton unite her party?
There has never been any man or woman more qualified for this office.
CNN brings you all four nights with unparalleled access.
We believe we are stronger together.
The Democratic National Convention. Live coverage starts today at 4 Eastern on CNN.
Coming up in just a few moments, we'll talk to Larry Kudlow and see what his takeaway is from all of this going on in Philadelphia. It's straight ahead right now, 8:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In Philadelphia, it certainly looks like the Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders sides have yet to fully make peace with each other.
The division on display throughout the day, both inside and outside the convention hall.
Bernie! Bernie! Bernie!
As Sanders delegates shouted in favor of their nominee. And interrupted speeches with loud anti-Clinton boos, despite efforts by Clinton and Sanders officials to quiet the outburst. These protests drawing an unscripted rebuke from Sanders supporter and comedian Sarah Silverman.
To the Bernie or bust people, you're being ridiculous.
Correspondent Manu Raju reporting, and while Hillary Clinton has her day inside the Democratic National Convention floor, Bernie Sanders supporters plan to continue their protests outside in the sweltering Philadelphia heat. The roll call of states today will confirm Clinton as the party's presidential nominee. The East Coast continues to swelter under a record-setting heat wave. The temperature hit 100 yesterday at all three area airports, tying the record at Reagan National and BWI and setting a new mark at Dulles. A 19-year-old Falls Church woman has been arrested for leaving her dog to die in a hot car yesterday. Police say Megan Campbell left her 5-year-old Puggle in a locked, closed-up SUV near the PetSmart store on Arlington Boulevard. The Rockville restaurant that served liquor to a man who later drove drunk and killed a Montgomery County police officer is now going to close for good. Rich Liotta, the father of Officer Noah Liotta, says the closing of that Hooters restaurant on Rockville Pike will serve as a deterrent to other businesses that serve liquor. And ISIS is now claiming that two of its soldiers carried out an attack on a church in France today. They killed a priest and took hostages before being shot to death by police. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 18,493. The Nasdaq at 50,98. Sports. The Nationals had the night off tonight. They're in Cleveland for the first of a series with the Indians. The Orioles stretched their lead in the AL East with a win over the Rockies, their fifth in a row. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511, 877-394-4511, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
When you're single, you get a lot of great dating advice. And by great, I mean terrible.
You should totally ask out that woman at work.
Sure, what could go wrong? Oh yeah, pretty much everything.
Dude, get a motorcycle. Chicks dig bikes.
Unless it turns out you don't know how to drive one, then you can have your first date in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Of course you can date her sister.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I didn't even hear that. You know, just because they're your good friends doesn't mean they have good advice. But there is one piece of advice you can count on. Check out It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. And the reason we're so successful is because we're so successful. We get to know our clients, and we use that knowledge to make great hand-picked matches. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's just traffic this morning. Delays inbound on the Beltway between the Dulles Toll Road and Clara Barton Parkway. Plus tapping the brakes inbound New York Avenue, South Dakota Avenue to Bladensburg Road, and again from Florida Avenue to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Watch for an accident in the northwest, the intersection of 3rd Street and E Street. Plus, we have the water main break on John McCormack Road between Michigan Avenue and Taylor Street. To Oxon Hill we go with an accident. All lanes blocked eastbound St. Barnabas Road at 495. Plus, your westbound left lane is closed. In Chantilly, a northbound Sully Road's off-ramp to Willard Road with an accident. The exit ramp currently completely blocked. Police and fire department on scene. All other incidents in my last report are cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
They run into that chance of an isolated thunderstorm today. We'll see some sun around this morning, but very warm and humid. Warm, humid this afternoon, 96. A stray shower storm is possible. Maybe an early thunderstorm tonight, 77. On Wednesday, partial clouds and still hot, 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 79 in Dumfries, 83 in Bethesda, 83 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I don't know, having a rough morning. Hey, listen, at times like this, when we're trying to decipher the world's events, when we're trying to separate fact from fiction, we're trying to get a sense of what's really going on, we turn to wise people like Larry Kudlow, senior commentator on CNBC. It's good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So you've been watching the Dems. You've been getting taking your notes. What's your sense of it thus far? Larry?
Interested. Yeah. Hello. Are you
I'm
there?
Sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Go ahead.
I watched Cory Booker's speech, okay? I couldn't watch all of them. No one can watch all those speeches. You just can't do it. But I did watch Cory Booker's speech, and I was struck by how equal everything is. In other words, the Black Lives Matter group is the same equal to the cops, for example. That was one thing that stuck out in my mind. And that people who make bad decisions They just need a little help because bad decisions, after all, are almost as good as good decisions, but they just need a little bit of assistance to push them over the right moral line. And we're all sort of equal, and no one does anything wrong. And I just kind of think, you know, there's no moral judgment here. There's no defense of the cops here. There's no defense of economic growth here. It's okay if we don't have growth as long as we equalize people, you know, rich people have to be equalized with poor people. It just seems to me like the whole Democratic idea is let's strike out inequality, let's give everyone an equal voice, let's not blame anyone for anything. We're all good guys. We all believe in the Declaration of Independence. You know, I just don't believe that. I think there are moral judgments. I think there's a difference between good and bad. And I guess that's what the Democratic Convention is going to be all about. There's just nothing wrong. Whereas Donald Trump made very clear distinctions, particularly on the issue of crime and law and order. That was one. Particularly on the issue of economic growth. That was another, particularly on the issue of wages. I was just struck by how vacuous the whole Democratic presentation was yesterday.
Well, looking forward, they're going to trot out former President Bill Clinton to make the case that bringing Hillary in will usher in the prosperity of the 90s, as I'm sure he will make the case. Is it possible for Bill Clinton to make that argument and make the argument of how our economy can be turned around without in some way insulting Barack Obama, who will also speaking this week, who's going to try to say everything is great with our economy?
Well, that's right. And, you know, I guess Bill will have to, he'll have to speak against his wife in this, because his wife is following Obama, and his wife has said on any number of occasions that we can't go back to the mistakes of the last 30 years. Well, those mistakes include Bill Clinton's term. I mean, you had Ronald Reagan basically launching a 25-year, and that's when prosperity was at its zenith, probably in the whole post-World War II period. We haven't really grown in 15 years, so this 30-year thing, which she says routinely in her speeches, by the way. In fact, I was so honored because she said that Donald Trump has brought in the economists who were responsible for the last 30 years. And I've never had such honor before. And therefore, Mr. Trump is part of the problem and she's part of the solution, but she doesn't quite mention where her husband is. I mean, he's the guy that cut the capital gains tax. He's the guy that reformed welfare. He's the guy that moved towards spending reductions along with Newt Gingrich. So I don't know what their message is. I think they're going to have a messaging problem throughout this.
What do you make of the emails that have dropped out of WikiLeaks that suggest that there was collusion between the Clinton campaign and the DNC when the DNC was supposed to be neutral, and that perhaps the DNC was actively working to the detriment of Bernie Sanders? And then when the Democrats are asked about this, they go, "Well, it all came from the Russians."
And the Russians in cahoots. The Russians. Right, I mean, that's the next step.
Larry, you're breaking up big time here. We're barely hearing you now.
Can you
grab a good cell there? Try again.
I'm not sure. Maybe I can do this a little better. How do you do this? Is this any better?
It's a little better.
Go ahead.
All right. So it's not just the Russians. It's Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is actually telling the Russians which emails to steal and which emails to publish.
Yeah, I know.
So it's a very strange story, is what I think. And I'm sure the Russians were involved. What I'm not sure of, and what I don't see one whit of evidence, is that Donald Trump was somehow involved, because we all know that Trump basically loves Putin. We all know Trump loves Russia. And therefore, I don't know where that leads, all right? There isn't one scintilla of evidence of any of that. So I don't get it. I mean, to me, last night, and I confess, I didn't watch everything, but last night is incoherent is the best word. There are major divisions in the Democratic Party. They're going to try to somehow slough them over. But it's so incoherent. In other words, I'll go back to Hillary's speech coming up on Thursday. What is it you believe in? And what are you running on? What is your message? Okay? Because you botched foreign policy, you botched economic policy, now you're trying to play the conspiratorial blame game. That's not going to work.
All right.
Trump had a very powerful speech himself and comes out of his convention with a bump. Where is her bump? Maybe it'll come. Maybe I'm dead wrong here. But I don't know what she believes in. I don't know what her message is. She's rejected her husband and favored Barack Obama. To me, that's a losing message. Completely.
We're going to have to leave it right there, Larry Kudlow. Always greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
It is now 8:44.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where your opinion counts.
Thanks for taking my call. Great to talk to you. Pretty frustrated.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You know, you should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year, even more if you've got pets. Now, if you have dirt, mud, traffic marks, smell bad odors in your carpets, it's time for a real carpet cleaning from only the best. My friends at Zero Res Zero has cleaned my carpets twice now. Last time was just last month, and they left them looking brand new, feeling soft, smelling fresh again. Honestly, I can't recommend them enough. I feel like I have new carpets, and you know, Brian, it's Tuesday now.
Yeah.
We've been here since Sunday, and I'm getting that feeling. I'm homesick.
Because when you went back after Cleveland,
yes,
you couldn't wait to be reunited with your carpets. You got down on the floor puppy that just took a bath and just rolled around in them.
That is exactly what I did. And I want to do it again.
Like a frisky little puppy.
I miss my Zero Res carpets. And by the way, when I roll around like a what?
Frisky little puppy.
On my carpets, I don't get any sort of chemical residue left over from those dry cleaning kind of companies. No, Zero Res doesn't use that. It's free of toxins, their water cleaning system there. And it's fast drying. It just takes a few hours. And by the way, you can love your carpets the way I do thanks to Zero Res brand new WMAL special. Only $39 a room. $39 a room. That's a huge savings. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It is now 8:45. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brought to you by Friskies on the Interloop of the Beltway. We're slowing down from Georgetown Pike out to Clara Barton Parkway, the outer loop down to Teen Speeds, University Boulevard to Georgia Avenue, southbound 295, delays in the usual spot, Benning Road to East Capitol Street, inbound New York Avenue, delays South Dakota Avenue to Bladensburg Road, an accident in the northwest, 3rd Street by East Street, plus the water main break continues out there, John McCormack Road between Michigan Avenue and Taylor Street. Single-digit speed southbound at the GW Parkway between the Key Bridge and the Roosevelt Bridge, and an Oxon Hill eastbound St. Barnabas Road, currently with an accident at 495. All lanes blocked, plus the westbound left lane is off limits. All other incidents and last reports, they are clear. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
They run into that chance of an isolated thunderstorm today. We'll see some sun around this morning, but very warm and humid. Warm, humid this afternoon, 96. A stray shower storm is possible. Maybe an early thunderstorm tonight, 77. On Wednesday, partial clouds and still hot, 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 82 degrees. It is now 8:47.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Do you want a congressman who represents your values?
Oh, yes.
Who understands what's important to you?
Seriously.
Who cares about
the best campaign song ever written for any candidate in the history of our Democratic Republic.
Yes.
It's the Hank Johnson campaign song. Good old Congressman Hank Johnson of Georgia.
It's got a nice beat to it.
It sure does.
It's danceable.
Let's not forget Hank Johnson now. We got to lose the song here because there's so much audio to remind you of who Hank Johnson is while we're here live at the DNC. Let's not forget Hank Johnson's greatest hit was this one right here.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
He was talking about the island of Guam.
Yes, he was, as a congressman at a hearing.
That it might tip over.
This is Hank Guam is going to capsize Johnson. That's who we're talking about. Let's not forget some of his...
And he was serious.
Oh, yes. Some of his poetic utterances from the floor of the House of Representatives, like this one.
Imagine, Mr. Speaker, a world without balloons.
Oh, man.
See, that's what we're talking about. Or what about this one?
You know, I've got egg on my face, really. It's more like manure on my face.
There. That's the image that we want.
Bam, it is what it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, what was that? That was my favorite. What's that one again?
Bam, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, Hank Johnson, God bless him, is back in the news again. He spoke before an anti-Israel organization, and he spoke about the Jewish settlements, as they call them, in the what is referred to by anti-Israel groups as the Palestinian territories.
Mm-hmm.
What it actually is land that the nation of Israel took over because they were being attacked by their hostile enemies. Listen to what he said. There's no audio, but I will read it for you. There has been a steady stream, almost like termites can get into a residence and eat before you know that you've been eaten up and you fall in on yourself. There has been settlement activity that has marched forward with impunity and at an ever-increasing rate to the point where it has become alarming. Israelis are like termites. Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Well, where's Chuck Schumer denouncing that? I'm just curious. Have you heard from Chuck Schumer on this one? Have you heard from any of the... What about all of the big donors, all of the Jewish donors for the DNC here? Are we going to see Hank Johnson on the stage?
No, I don't imagine.
No, I don't think we will. But just don't forget, that is your party. That is Hank Johnson. As Hank Johnson would say, Mike McKay...
Bam, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
849.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WML listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished.
How did you do it? Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sometimes medication is the only thing that works, but it's not always the best option. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Children diagnosed with ADHD at an early age tend to have the most severe symptoms, but also benefit from early treatment. According to a new CDC report, about 2 million of the more than 6 million kids with ADHD were diagnosed before age 6. Problem is, 75% of them are medicated, but only half of them received any form of psychological services. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends before prescribing pills, parents should be referred to training in behavioral therapy. CDC Principal Deputy Director Dr. Ann Schuchat says it's been shown to be as effective as medicine, but without the risk of side effects. Parents are trained in how to encourage positive behavior, discourage negative behavior, and set up routines, which help kids function better at home, school, and at play. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta. helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hey, everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
It's 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Steve Greenfield with the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And going southbound on 270, approaching Route 85, we have an accident. Only the left lane's getting by. Plus, westbound Route 50 at the off-ramp to the Capitol Beltway, of a disabled vehicle sitting on the ramp in the left lane. The inner loop of the Beltway slowing down as people head for the American Legion Bridge. General delay southbound 295, Polk Street towards East Capitol Street. And we're down to single-digit speeds inbound New York Avenue between Penn Street Northeast and North Capitol Street. An accident in the northwest at the intersection of 3rd Street and E Street, plus the water main break at John McCormick Road between Michigan Avenue and Taylor Street. St. Barnabas Road eastbound and Oxon Hill right at 495. All lanes blocked. Police directing traffic, plus your westbound left lane is closed. All other incidents in the last report are now cleared away. Traffic brought to you by Tanger Outlets in National Harbor. Shop over 85 designer outlet stores at Tanger Outlets in National Harbor. Visit TangerOutlets.com or text SAVE to 55695 to save an extra 25% off on all fashion shows. All fashions now at Tanger Outlets. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
They run a night chance of an isolated thunderstorm today. We'll see some sun around this morning, but very warm and humid. Warm, humid this afternoon, 96. A stray shower storm is possible. Maybe an early thunderstorm tonight, 77. On Wednesday, partial clouds and still hot, 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 83 degrees. It is now 8:57.
The National Mall, the epicenter of American opinion.
I didn't suffer to have my constitution trampled on.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm glad that you're speaking your mind instead of just sticking it as a talking point.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Do you know what a REIA is? It's a real estate investor association, and it's where smart people go to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Don't buy houses retail. That's ridiculous. And please don't waste your time and money going to a get-rich-quick seminar from a traveling pitch man. Come network with local real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. Come join the largest real estate investor network in the metro area. We meet on Wednesday, August 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Bethesda Marriott on Brooks Hill Road, and Thursday, August 4th at 6 p.m. at the Tyson's Corner Marriott on Leesburg Pike. And you can register to attend for free by calling 800-493-1206. This month's topic, the state of the Northern Virginia and D.C. Metro Real Estate Market Address. Call 800-493-1206. Write it down. That's 800-493-1206. Call now. Brought to you by the Northern Virginia and D.C. Real Estate Networking Club.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengels, owner of Nulik Home Design. I'm sure you've heard me talk about the fantastic discounts we typically offer this time of year, and this summer won't be any different. Right now, you're probably thinking about your vacation, not about your roof. But come this fall, when you start spending a little more time back in your home, replacing that old roof may move to the top of your to-do list. Don't wait until fall. Get your roof now. Our summer savings program allows customers to take advantage of the slow summer months and save 50% on roofing. Our summer savings program will only last this summer, and once it's over, it's not coming back. In the past, due to customer demand, we have continued the 50% off program into the fall. But I can assure you, come the end of this summer, Nulik will not be offering 50% off roofing for the rest of the year. So don't wait. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NulikHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Well, coming up tomorrow, our Representative Chris Van Hollen, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn will join us, and KT McFarland.
Look for me in the Fox News today in the 2 o'clock hour, and we'll have Drive at 5 in 8 hours. Coming up is Chris Plant. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry there haven't been any riots yet. Maybe tonight. You know, we can keep our fingers crossed. I'm sure they'll come through in the end. I would hope. A lot of booing last night. Democrats booing Democrats. The news media is just enthralled with Michelle Obama's speech, and more news from